Two boobs and a baby.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Maybe we should restart it.
I think we should. I thought you were going to introduce us.
Well, okay. Hi there, everybody. It's Dave.
And Heather.
And we're two boobs.
And a babe.
Well, the baby's not here yet. The baby's still in Heather's belly.
Kicking up in my ribs at the moment, even as we speak.
Kicking in her ribs. His name's Sam.
Yep.
Sam's pretty cool. He likes eating a lot. Just like Daddy. And what else? What do you know about Sam so far?
He's going to be an enormous baby boy.
Yeah, we know that. Mainly because I was almost 11 pounds and you were...
Nine six.
So yeah. So, and we were at the doctor yesterday. For our what was it?
For just a doctor's appointment.
Just a checkup, make sure everything was cool. And she
everything's
said,
"Here, I'm due in 9 days, and I want him to come immediately."
Yeah, our due date's October 24th. And we've been waiting for it anxiously.
Should we back up and introduce the show, what we're doing here?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So this is Two Boobs and a Baby, and it's our first podcast. And the idea of the podcast is to basically to give our friends and family a bit of an update as to what's happening with Sam, our baby. And also, as for kind of a reference for first-time parents or those who think they should be a first-time parent or those who are, yeah, those are those who are considering to becoming first-time parents, I think this would be a good source for them.
Yeah, we'll fill you in on all the craziness that happens to you. And once little Sam comes, then I'm sure there will be a lot more to talk about. But pregnancy is... very, very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, it's weird. Lots of weirdness happening all the time. What's been happening with you?
Lately, I've been having swollen hands that go numb throughout the day. That's always a lot of fun. And the doctor told me something very strange when I went yesterday. She told me to wear rolling blade gloves. Isn't that right? Isn't that
yeah, they're like wrist guards for rollerbladers. Sadly, we don't rollerblade, so we don't have the wrist guards.
So I'm just going to go with dead hands for a while.
And the other thing, too, is that if we could borrow the rollerblading wrist guards from somebody, I suggested that I might need a helmet as well, because with all your kind of flipping in the middle of the night, I'd probably get whacked in the face with a wrist guard, so nothing worse than waking up in a pool of blood.
Definitely. Well, let's back up. Okay, to the beginning of the pregnancy. So what was it
to
like?
To when the baby was conceived?
No.
This isn't that type of show. If you want sex and violence, go to Don and Drew.
Okay, beginning of the pregnancy. What was it like at the beginning?
At the beginning, we thought it was a big deal. We took all these pictures of Heather's belly. And it was just like the tiniest little belly you've ever seen with like a little hump. And we thought it was a big deal. And now you're much bigger.
Oh my goodness, I look like a... What do I look like? Beached whale. That's
yeah,
what I look like
a beached
right
whale.
Now. The belly, but a beautiful beached whale.
A beautiful beached whale indeed. Your belly kind of looks like a bald guy's head, but like a really big, really big bald, like kind of like the elephant man's head.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know. I think it looks cool.
At the beginning of the pregnancy, I was teaching, and it was awful.
Heather's a teacher. Sorry.
I'm a teacher. I was teaching grade 5 and 6, and of course, no one knew for the first 3 months or so, and really awful teaching, trying to teach these kids, and you're wanting to just throw up or fall asleep right then and there, and nobody knows. So that was kind of... That was a challenge at the beginning.
Also, constantly being reminded that you're actually bringing one of those things into the world, an actual kid.
Yeah.
So when they hell raise in the class, you think, oh gosh.
But it was funny when I finally told them, all the girls were so excited, and all the boys, you could just see it on their face. They just all of a sudden realized, oh my gosh, my teacher has sex. So probably,
or, oh my gosh, the teacher's not going to be here next year. Woo!
So I probably traumatized them for life, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But the beginning, it was good. I didn't really get too sick. I think that...
Yeah, you're a lucky one compared to some of the stories that we heard, especially in our birthing classes and hearing stories from other people, other first-time parents and first-time pregnancy people.
Yeah. So I think I had it pretty good. And slept a lot, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you were really tired all the time.
I think I probably came home every night at like 5:30, hit the couch till 9:30 sleeping, and then got in bed. That was my life existency.
You were like that right at the beginning, even before we knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe before you were pregnant.
I think I was just lazy.
Yeah, maybe you were just lazy.
Yeah. But then, and everybody said it, all of a sudden, you know, right in your second trimester, you just start feeling amazing again. You have all this energy and all the tiredness and nausea and everything just goes away and you feel amazing. So if you are pregnant and you are desperately trying to get to that point, it will come. And it's like this magic pill that you take one day and you just feel good again, which is great.
For a little while. Until he gets bigger and starts kicking the crap out of you.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing now.
But that was pretty cool, though, right? When we could first feel him kicking.
Yeah, when we first... Well, we bought those headphones that you can...
Oh, yeah.
Those are a scam. Scam alert. Yeah, those headphones that you plug in and you put them up to your baby's belly, or not your baby's belly, your the mother's belly, and you're supposed to be able to hear him inside.
Bibby sound.
Hear the bibby sound. Yeah, so yeah, the bibby sound.
That's what it's called.
Oh, is it?
Bibby.
Yeah, so don't trust anything with the name bibby. I mean, they spelled baby wrong, so that's an indication right there. Bibby.
Bibby.
Oh, you got such a lovely bibby. But yeah.
Those are a scam. But it was pretty cool whenever you could first start feeling him kick and move, and it's still really cool.
It's still very cool. Actually, I heard him for the first time properly when we went to the doctor yesterday. That was the first time I saw the ultrasound, and we have video of that on our website as well. But we also it was the first time I'd heard his heartbeat, and it sounded kind of like a train
or a galloping horse.
Or like a galloping horse. Sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. But so, what else can we say about pregnancy?
That's it. It's really easy. No problem. I don't know. It's weird because you hear stories of other pregnant women and how they get really tired or whatever. Like Heather's, we're due any day now, and Heather's out back today building a table.
I wasn't building a table.
Okay, she wasn't. Well, she wasn't building a table, but she was doing like a.
Stained glass table.
So there you go. I mean, you can still do lots of stuff, just not as much. I mean,
it just takes you a lot longer.
It takes you a lot longer.
And you bitch a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else? What else have we been doing? Well, what about the classes? Those were interesting.
Yeah, we took quite a bit of classes because we kind of felt like we were clueless, and we needed to inform ourselves as much as possible.
We were clueless. We actually, at the beginning, our teacher, she was great. We had a class. We had three classes of maybe 12 or 14 couples or so.
Yeah.
And that was the birthing class.
Birthing class, that's right.
So that was sort of learning what's coming and, you know, how to breathe and...
Massage.
What else?
We saw the films of the birth and...
Yeah, it was the first time Heather had seen any of the...
Have you seen one before?
Yeah. I'd watched, you know, you'd be like hungover on a Saturday watching the Learning Channel or whatever and watching like births and going, oh...
That's a very odd hangover.
Well, mainly because you couldn't reach the remote or something. I don't know. But yeah, so I'd seen them before and in movies too. Like everybody kept referring, and everybody keeps referring to aliens or alien when the alien's kind of pushing his way out of the belly and pushing the belly. So like the belly starts moving. And if you've seen the film, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, you should go see it, because it's an amazing movie. Not go see it, but go rent it. Anyways.
I think I'm lucky that I haven't seen it,
though. Yeah, Heather hasn't seen it. I think most people have seen it.
What is the other one people say? Aliens and...
The Fly. That was a good birth. if you don't mind your birth as a big larva coming up.
So I'm glad I haven't seen either one of those. I think I might be a little more traumatized.
Yeah.
But yeah, the birthing classes, they were good. I don't know, because you're quite clueless about what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to go to the hospital.
Which book you're supposed to read.
Yeah. There's so much out there, and I don't know, I think Dave, you and I both are information junkies.
Yeah, I'm a big geek.
Well, that's, you know.
That's a given.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, we learned a lot. I think we were reading that What to Expect When You're Expecting. And
then we go to the class, and everyone's like, or not everyone, but some people are like, oh, that's the worst case scenario book. That book's going to scare you. And
yeah, so if you're easily scared or you think you'll be paranoid that you have everything, that probably isn't the best book for you. But
although apparently they've revised it several times to like a better kind of version.
Yeah.
And I think the one we have.
My attitude is, I just want to know everything, and the likelihood of, you know, these worst case scenarios happening are very slim. So it doesn't really bother me. I just like to be informed of what could happen and the indications of, if it does happen, this is probably what it is.
Yeah.
So, but I don't get freaked out that, oh, everything's wrong with me. So if you tend to be that kind of a person, that probably isn't the best book for you.
Yeah.
But another book I really liked was the
Horse Whisper.
Was that? No, the
The Baby Whisper.
No, the
That is a good one.
That is a good one, but the Your Pregnancy Week by Week. That's really good. It just tells you the basics and what's going on and how you feel and things like that. It was a good one.
And there's good websites too. I'll post some links.
Yeah, babycenter.com is good.
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah. But they actually give you like a little picture of what the baby looks like and, you know, how the baby's developing and what the mother's probably going through right now. And
I have to tell you, and I don't even know that I should be admitting this, but a book I really liked is The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy. It was really funny.
Yeah, I didn't read that one because it sort of, yeah.
Because you're not a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna wait till they make it into a movie, because then it'll be a chick flick, and then I don't have to see it for sure. So.
Yeah, but it was funny. It's a humorous take on pregnancy, and it does inform you of quite a bit of stuff that, you know, isn't so clinical, I guess, in the other books.
It is the girlfriend's guide, because your girlfriends were the ones who all suggested you read it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's sort of like, kind of written for you, like sort of as honest, as brutally honest as possible. Yeah. I think that's basically.
I think we jumped around. We were talking about classes.
Yeah, we had Jay, who was our teacher at the Women's College Hospital in Toronto, which is where we're going to be going very soon. And yeah, she was great. The class was good too. Good people.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Should I tell about that one girl? What she said to me?
What was that?
Remember? The one that I thought I was going to jump across the room and...
Yeah, go.
Okay. Not mentioning any names, just in case. But there was this one girl in my class, and we're all pregnant, so there's raging hormones all around. And she says to me, this is the only thing that really she said, isn't it? She says to me, I can't believe that you are one of the last to give birth because you're so big. And I thought, I'm going to take this girl down right here and now.
And Heather's not a big girl, as you might know or you might not know, but she's not typically big. So granted, her belly is pretty big. But
you don't say that to a pregnant woman.
No, you don't say that. Especially if you are a pregnant woman.
You know you don't want to be said that.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I had to like hold her back. No. But that seemed like a bad situation. Or the beginning of a bad situation.
Oh man. And then what's the other classes that we took?
We took baby care, and that was like first aid.
That was a really good
class. That was two classes actually.
So if the hospital is offering anything like that for you and you think that either you or your husband or both of you are very clueless, about things, this was good. It taught you how to...
It taught you everything. CPR.
No, that wasn't that one.
Oh, what class was that? Baby care class.
Baby care was the one that taught you how to, like, change diapers. It taught you how to swaddle the baby.
That's a new word for you. Swaddle. I don't know. I'd never heard it before. It's like making your kid into a mummy.
And then, what else did it teach us?
Now that I know what class that was.
Oh, it went through all the different stuff that you can buy for a baby. And what was good and what was useless, basically. And
yeah, what kind of, like, carriers. Like, I remember one tip from the class was that with your... If you're buying one of the... I always forget the names, but the baby backpack, or front pack, I guess. What's the name of that again?
The Baby Bjorn?
Yeah, Baby Bjorn, or that's a brand name, but what was the actual, like, what's that called?
I think it's a baby carrier.
Like a baby carrier, yeah. Well, if you're buying a baby carrier, make sure, like, it has a back strap for support on your back, because...
Lumbar support.
Yeah, yeah. Because as the baby gets bigger, like, think about carrying 25 pounds on your belly, like, outside of your belly.
But one thing that we learned there that was really good is that the front packs are they only hold up to, what, like, 20, 25 pounds?
Yeah.
But then the sling.
Yeah, the sling.
And I think it was Heart to Heart, the one that we got. But
yeah.
I guess they make tons and tons. But the sling is up to 40 pounds. And a lot of kids, you don't reach 40 pounds till, I don't know, maybe a year or so. So, like, it lasts a lot longer.
I can't imagine, though, like, carrying... Well, I guess 1 year, maybe, but
I think,
don't know.
I think with the sling, though, like, once they get bigger, you kind of prop them up on your hip, and you wrap them on there.
Yeah, because you have lots of... Once you get strength in your hips back, I guess, and your hips heal. Yeah, my mom carried me till I was probably about 10 or 12, and that was good.
It's and good a papoose.
Yeah, and a papoose. What the hell's a papoose?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm saying the right word.
Papoose?
I hope that's not a dirty word.
Well, I don't know.
And then the last one we took was the baby first aid.
Yeah, that was the baby first aid. That was a fun class. That was a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Talk about worst case scenario.
It's good to take because you feel informed, but it also scares the crap out of you, so...
Our teacher was good, too, but she wasn't... She wasn't...
You were... What? You wanted her to be all joking and stuff. Like, how do you joke about a baby maybe dying? Like, that's not funny. So she couldn't joke.
I know, but it, like... I know. But there's... You know, she just... She didn't even say, like, introducing herself. She didn't say, like, okay, well, this class is about worst-case scenario stuff and... Don't worry, it probably won't happen to you, but it's good to know. And then after the class, which was two classes, say something like, you know, don't worry, I'm sure you'll never need to know this or anything. Instead, we all walked out, like, bug-eyed and shaking and just, you know, thinking, oh my God. Like, all this stuff in that one class, that second class or whatever. Was it one class or two?
I think it was just one class.
Yeah, it was one class. It just felt like two. But, like, the amount of information, you're doing CPR, choking,
burns,
and, like, all sorts of stuff like that. It was just, like, really disturbing.
Yeah. But it's good to know, and we have the information, and it's something good to kind of refer back to. Because, Lord knows, I mean, just knowing all my friends that have kids and, you know, people that have kids, kids are constantly banging themselves up and doing stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good to be informed, I think, you know, because if you feel like you've forgotten it now, it'll probably come back to you.
Yeah, and you get booklets and stuff, too, and chicken bones and babies don't match.
No.
Because, yeah, that's a no-no right there.
That's your one thing you learned, huh?
Yeah, no buffalo wings with baby, which is great for me because that just means more buffalo wings for me. So that's good. We've been making a lot of milkshakes.
Yep.
Should we talk about food? Yeah.
Let's talk about food.
Let's eat. I'm hungry.
I love food.
Yeah, I'm a big foodaholic too, so.
Dave, have you gained any sympathy weight?
I think
I'm putting
you
on the spot right now.
I think I have. But having Heather home means I get a lift to work every day, so I don't need to ride my bike to work. So, yeah.
Oh, we have this ice cream shop that's just right around the corner.
Homemade ice cream.
They make homemade ice cream.
Ed's ice cream at Queen West. It's awesome. Best ice cream. Ah. Pumpkin flavored ice cream for Thanksgiving. Could you ask for anything more?
They even had peanut butter and jelly flavored ice cream. That might sound disgusting, but didn't you have it?
I had it. It was good. I only had it because they didn't have chocolate and peanut butter. Too many times I've gone there. That's my only disappointment with the place, is that they run out of chocolate and peanut butter ice cream too much. Yeah. And I told the girl there that every time they don't have chocolate and peanut butter, a little piece of me dies.
But it's funny. It's a lot of times that we're in there, that we always run into other pregnant women in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell them, but okay, that's the more fattening things that we eat. But Dave has made this amazing invention.
Well.
What?
Well, I found the blender, first of all. I forgot we had one. And, yeah.
So, to get your fruits in for the day and loads of dairy, and it's perfect if you have fruit that's going off or something.
It's basically kind of idiot proof, which works for me perfectly, but basically you just take, like, you open up barbecue
bananas.
Yes. No, you open up the blender and you stick a banana in there, or a banana and an apple, or a banana and a nectarine, or whatever.
Any fruit that you have in the house.
Yeah, peel it first. That's a good idea. But
we don't peel the nectarines.
No, don't peel the nectarines.
Well, you got to cut it off the core.
Yeah, you got to get the core out, the pit out or whatever. But anyways, you chuck that into the blender. You put in like a little bit of milk, a whole tray of ice. So just empty an entire tray of ice in there. And a vanilla yogurt or a flavored yogurt of your choice. And then just blend it. And if you want it a little more or a little less thick, you add a little more milk, a little more milk. And we do that, a small yogurt, a little bit of milk, and two fruit. And that's enough for the two of us. And it's really chunky, too. Yeah, lots of ice. And it's really, really chunky. And it's, like, it's really delicious. It's, I don't know, it's really, really good. And there's nothing else in there.
And so if you are pregnant and you're having tons of sweet cravings, but you think that maybe you've packed on too many pounds, this is great because it craves that... What am I trying to say?
It gets rid of the craving.
It gets rid of the craving. What's that word?
Decraves.
Decraves. Your sweet tooth. But it's also healthy for you, so it's really good.
Yeah.
And
it's good for the husband, too.
Yeah.
For the guy. Whatever. It's good. And you can pretend there's booze in it.
Oh, speaking of booze.
Speaking of booze.
That gets us onto another topic.
Where's the beer?
A lot of people said that your craving for alcohol leaves you when you're pregnant. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just abnormal, but it did not leave me at all.
You have a problem.
But I found a couple of things that work.
What?
Well, during the summer, it was just that if you go and you buy the strawberry daiquiri mix and you mix it with ice and you just have like a virgin strawberry daiquiri, or... try to go out to eat all the time at Mexican restaurants and just get virgin everything. And it really, really is good because you still feel like you're having a fun drink.
I just thought it's kind of ironic that a pregnant girl can only drink virgin stuff. Sorry.
True.
Yes.
But then they make pretty decent non-alcoholic wines. I haven't tried the red wines yet, but the white one is pretty decent.
What kind did you have?
I don't know what it was. They have different ones for the... This was in Canada. I haven't seen it in the States. But,
Where do you get it? Do we get it at Dominion, or...?
I got it at Loblaws.
Okay.
So, but it was pretty decent. And,
The beer... Was it Holston?
Holston was a good one.
Yeah, because we were tempted. We saw ones that were, like, 0.9% or whatever. But, I don't know.
Why risk it?
Yeah, so we were trying to find 0%. We found Holston.
And it's a German beer, right? It's a non-alcoholic, 0% alcohol.
0%, so. And what's really funny is you watch her have a couple of them, and she's like, woo! Giddy as a schoolgirl.
I think it's all psychological. I start getting real giddy.
Yeah.
Because we had Canadian Thanksgiving here the other night, and I had a glass of...
Except it was just Thanksgiving here. Just like Canadian bacon, we just call it bacon here.
That's true. But anyway, so I had a glass of this non-alcoholic wine, and I did. I felt very, like, woo!
Having a good time.
I did. So I think it's psychological. But
the non, yeah, the non-alcoholic stuff is pretty good. It's not bad. The beer and the wine.
I don't think I would do that out in public. It's only, like, if we have people here, you know, or over and things like that, because people would look at you really funny because they wouldn't know it would be non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. And you don't want people to, you don't want a server to screw it up. I mean, God knows I've served burgers to vegetarians before thinking it was a vegetarian burger and forgetting and screwing it up. And that's always ugly. So you don't want to accidentally, you know, get real booze and that's about, you know, that's it. The other thing that bugs me, but this is a Canadian thing, so for, I don't know. But what bugs me is you go to, like, the beer store here in Toronto or the liquor store, and they don't have non-alcoholic stuff. You have to go to grocery stores. But that's just me.
I think that's probably the same in the States, too. I'm not sure. But
I don't know. But that's, yeah, so.
So that's our thoughts so far.
That's our thoughts so far on this pregnancy.
So I'm doing 9 days, but it can come any day now, and we are really hoping for it.
We're probably going to do, we hope to do another podcast before baby. Maybe. So check back on the website. I don't know. What else?
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Well, that's it. So thanks for listening to our very first podcast.
Thank you.
And Sam says thank you, too. He's kicking right now as we speak. And I don't know.
Yeah, maybe next time that we talk to you, we'll have a screaming baby in the background.
Yeah, it should
hopefully
be interesting.
Not screaming.
No, hopefully not. But hopefully not.
We'll see.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.